7237, Clackamas Town Center layover at the bus stop where the passengers would deboard before the camp going under the parking garage. I got a guy here that's not responsive. He's looking at me, but he's sitting in the very back of the bus in the middle. And I told him it's the last stop, you know, you can't go into the garage and that sort of thing, but he's just sitting there staring at me, not responding. Next step.
I copy. We will send the supervisor that way. If by chance he gets off before they get there, send us a ready for service. And you said he's staring at you, so he's awake and breathing, correct?
Yeah, I can see him in the mirror, and he was slunched over, like let's say, sitting up and sleeping with his head slunched over, and now he's sitting straight up staring at me. Yeah, I can see his eyes open. He's in the very back of the bus in the very middle. You remember where, you know, that middle seat thing going on. Yeah, it's strange. Okay, and I asked him, you know, this is it, so.
I copy. Well, the supervisor's heading that way. She was in Oregon City, but since we're on the radio right now, can you give me a description of what you can see, please?
Okay. The guy's, he's got some, I want to say a teal color, like rain pants on, and then he would have like to look like Trek hiking shoes that would be like brown on top and then black soles, and then he has perhaps one of our masks, you know, something that you get off the bus, and he has a black jacket. Should I go back there outside of the bus, not inside the bus, but outside, and bang on the window and make sure he is awake, because I've not gone back there?
Absolutely. Outside the bus, banging on the window would be a good idea. You know, maybe he's just taking a little bit longer to respond after he kind of woke up. So you could totally try that. And again, if it doesn't work, we do have a supervisor on the way. Is the person, are they white, black, Hispanic?
White male. He's sitting down, so I want to say he's 5'10". He probably weighs 210 pounds. 210 pounds, and I'm going to do the bang on the window thing, and if he gets off, then I'll do the ready for service. So, I don't know, I see he's got a stocking cap on, a black stocking cap with a hood up over that, so it's, I'm not really sure, you know, what's going on there, but I made an announcement over the, you know, the loudspeaker several times, but no response.
I copy. Well, yeah, let's have you try that. Let's have you go back there from the window. If he gets off, then it's ready for service. And if not, we still have the supervisor on their way there, okay?
Sounds reasonable. Have a great morning.
Thank you. You also at 8:30.